Tell Tales, Dakota Folk Life and Stories, is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many who are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans, and while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them. 82-year-old Donovan Peach is currently a resident of the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota. Donovan is a veteran who grew up on a small North Dakota farm where he learned self-reliance and a love of hard work, two things that served him well throughout his life.
Some of my earliest memories are, when I was 9 years old, I was raking hay with a team of horses. And I was a man that I thought, team of horses in a rake, raking hay. That was my first job. I taught myself. They hitched up the horses for me and I went. They showed me what I have to, you use the foot for tripping the rake and stuff. And I learned fast is what I did, you know. I had no problem with that. But then, you know, when I'd get done in the evening or whatever I got done with whatever we were working on, I'd go home and I'd unhook the horses and took the harnesses off and that, and nobody was around. They were finishing off out there. It was dangerous, I'm sure, but I never heard of anybody getting hurt. Then I was 10 years old when my grandpa put me on a International, and I pulled a binder for him. That's pretty young. Yeah, I was a little farmer. Yeah. We had cattle and milk cows and chickens and ducks and, yeah. We had a neighbor a quarter of a mile to the east of us. They were very important. Neighbors and horses. Because they did all the, when I was little, they did all the farm work with horses. I loved the farm. I loved to work. Well, I wasn't big. I was 5'4 and about 160. But I was used to pitching, and later on, you know, pitching bales. And when I was young, I always used a fork. And my uncle and I used to see if we could, how high we could throw a bale on a hay rack, you know, and with the fork. And that put on muscles. You know, when I was in the service in basic, you know, nothing was calisthenics and that. That was nothing, you know. And they couldn't understand how come I can do that. Well, I was doing that all the time, you know, at the farm. Everything was done by hand, you know. You know, nowadays, a farmer sits in the tractor and lets the tractor do the work for you. Yeah, they can put up hay now and they don't need a fork. Pretty easy. When they come up with those round balers, you know, you carry half a ton of hay at one time, the tractor does. Yeah, they got it. Farmers got it pretty easy with cattle now. We had to cut hay and haul the hay in and pitch it in the mangers, and then we hauled what the cow left in the barn, we had to haul that out with a fork. Cattle was all fork work. Of course, then they come out with the milker, and that helped for dairy cows. And we used to milk 14. Mother and I would milk the cows, and Dad would be in the field when it's seeding time or harvest time or anything like that. Who worked hard in those days, really hard, were the women. They had to work with the cows, milk the cows, and do the clothes, wash the clothes, and make the food. And they had to go a lot of hours a day. But my mother had a schedule. She would bake on Saturday, wash clothes on Monday, clean the house, wash floors and that on Friday. And she had a schedule. But I worked hard, but I didn't regret it. But it was just not me. It was all the kids on the farm in those days. And there was a lot of them that couldn't go to high school because they had to stay home and help at home. But I was one of the fortunate ones. I got to go graduate out of high school. But that's as far as you went. Of course, in those days, it was Uncle Sam wants you. You couldn't get out of it. You had to go and serve your country. As soon as you hit 18, you had to go down to the courthouse and sign up. Seems like a long story, but that's the way it went.
We asked Donovan if he could change anything, what would it be?
I wouldn't work as hard. I mean, I don't know why I did that, but I wanted some money for the kids. Because when I started, when I went to the Army, my dad put in $100 in a checking account for me, and that was all. First checking account I had, and I was 20 years old. You had to have money out there, you know, and, well, money. You know, I used to listen to, I didn't talk too much with the old guys when they visited, but they would be talking, and $1,000, something would cost $1,000. Wow, that was a lot of money. Well, now they talk million. It's unreal. And they're getting higher all the time. It was a hard, but it still was a good life.
Produced in partnership with the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.